Sports Beat Extra with Odrin Johnson on Beat.
I'm joined with Derek Lynn, hey manager. How are you, Derek?
Keep going. Good, thanks. So on yourself.
Asher, not a bother, not a bother. So it's like your fourth season in charge now, and how are you finding it? Are you still enjoying it, or?
Absolutely. Well, I shouldn't be here if I'm not. Yeah. But I am. Thanks, Sean. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. And 2026, new year, good start. Obviously, to win the Shield and good start in the league. How would you think the start has gone so far?
Yeah. Look, I think. Yeah, reasonably happy so far. So, look, I said one game in, and I think it was important to get points on the board. We saw a lot of new players as well, which is really important. And look, we know that our hurling is going to get sharper, and we'll need to, you know, and yeah. Our own style of play, we'll have to, you know, we'll have to fine tune that a little bit, and you'd like to see improvement on that now in the next few weeks and months.
Yeah, and so it's coming up this weekend now, you're taking on Limerick, and obviously Waterford had a good win over Limerick. So how would you prepare for that? Would you look into that result as that, or would you kind of just be prepared by preparing yourself?
Very much the focus is on ourselves now and improving as a team, and I think, you know, that's where a lot of the energy goes into. Obviously you have to, you know, look at the opposition as well, and which we'll be doing, but you know, it's you know, a great test to get, and whoever we're playing the next couple of weeks, you know, we've big tests coming, and they all bring something different to the table as well, which, you know, is a great thing as well. So we'll get to test ourselves against top class opposition, and you know, this weekend, you know, we know going down to the Gaelic Grounds is going to be a tough, very tough game, but you know, it's one to look forward to.
Yeah, exactly, and it's a good way to, I suppose, test maybe new players. And yeah. So how important is the league? Like, is it important for yourself, for players, new players?
No, it's hugely important, because it's you know, look, you when you're looking down the road for championship as well, you're, you know, obviously looking to find out about an awful lot of players by the time that rolls around, and but you're looking to see improvements in your own game as well, and I think that's going to be key for us, and very much the focus will be on ourselves. But we always want to be competitive, we always want to win, and the league is no different, and it's very, very competitive, and you can see that already with the results, that, you know, it's going to be a battle to stay in the division, it's going to be a battle to, you know, contest the league finals. So yeah, you know, there's a huge amount to play for there, but that's great. I mean, that's what players want, is to be tested every weekend against top class opposition.
Yeah, and you've some new faces gone into the backroom team, freshened up a small bit, and how are they coping, or are you getting on anyway?
Fantastic. Yeah, look, they're and they all bring a different perspective as well, and it's important to come in and challenge, and I think it was really key that we pick up from where we left off last year, and that can only be, you know, can only be a good thing then when you have the level of experience that Niall, Letty, Timmy bring in as well. Yeah. So lads are, you know, huge amount of work already gone in, and you know, it's an ongoing process, and you know, like I said to you, hopefully, you know, we'll see the fruits of that as the year goes on.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah, not to dwell on last year like you were saying, but like, what are the positives you can take? Obviously you're so close getting to the final, and you were thereabouts, and to win the Leinster again, six in a row, it kind of goes under the radar sometimes, Leinster, but what are the positive and negative from last year?
I think the positives are, you know, I think we were, you know, convincing in some of our, you know, wins in Leinster, and I think, you know, we did a huge amount right in the All-Ireland semi-final as well against Tipperary. Obviously, though, you know, we'd have to be realistic, and it wasn't good enough at the same time to win the game, regardless of what happened at the end. And you know, so there's elements in that game where you're looking to improve on now, and that's where the focus is. But I think it's important to, you know, that, you know, we did an awful lot right, and it's about, you know, getting more consistency around that and improving on other aspects of our game.
Yeah, and so final question, like, I know we're jumping the gun and maybe a small, but what would it mean to win the All-Ireland this year? Like, would it mean everything?
Of course it would. I mean, look, that's the currency in Kilkenny as well, and you know, there's a pressure with that, but it's a welcome pressure, and I think it's one that, you know, you have to take on, and it's not something you should shy away from. And but look, we've a long way to go, and it's genuinely, it's game by game, and you know, not looking any further than Limerick this weekend. So
absolutely, yeah.
We know there's a lot to play out yet, but it's a great test for management, great test for the group as well of players that we have, and but that's what high performance, you know, sport is all about, and we're going to be tested every weekend now, and you know, I think everybody's really looking forward to that.
Yeah, well, best of luck this weekend against Limerick, and
thanks,
best luck for the year forward.
Thanks,
Derek. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.